We're looking at Acts 27, verses 21 through 26. Well, if you've been listening along, you know the Apostle Paul's voyage to Rome has turned into a disaster, just as he had feared. After many days in a nor'easter, Luke records for us, we lost all hope of being saved. About the only thing left to do is to try to find a sandbar and run the ship aground. The problem is, they can't see anything because of the storm, so they are forced to keep floundering. You know, there are two views of every catastrophe, the human view and God's view. When everyone has given up hope, that's the prime time for God to do what only God can do. So let's see what God does when the ship's entire complement has resigned themselves to dying at sea. We begin with verse 21. After they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss." They had now been battling this violent storm for 14 days. Luke notes they had gone a long time without food. A couple of things come to mind here. In that violent storm, probably all 276 people aboard the ship are now seasick. Beyond that, at least some of the food supplies were probably ruined by the seawater. Well, the entire ship complement is now fatigued, nauseous, famished, and resigned to dying in the storm. Could things get any worse? Now consider the apostle. As John Stott puts it, he is no longer an honored apostle, but an ordinary man among men, a lonely Christian, except for Luke and Aristarchus, among nearly 300 non-Christians, who were either soldiers or prisoners or perhaps merchants or crew. Once again, Paul is being taken where he would rather not go. He didn't really want to go to Jerusalem to start with. From the moment he arrived to now has been one long, sordid affair. And now he's reduced to being just one more likely casualty on a doomed ship. Let me draw a parallel that you might not have thought about. Paul had the divine calling to go to Rome. Jesus personally appeared to him and said, "Don't be afraid, you must go to Rome." Well, now he's going to follow through with that. But how? If he drowns in the Mediterranean with nearly 300 other men. Now think of Jesus' experience. He must go to the cross of Calvary. He has a divine date with suffering and death. He's taking a nap in the lower section of a boat that is traveling on the Sea of Galilee when all of a sudden a violent storm comes up while he is sleeping. The disciples are certain that they will all perish. They shout to him, "Don't you care that we're going to die?" But do they? No. Jesus still has that date with Calvary. And so moments later, he stands in the boat and commands the wind and waves to be still. God's sovereign plan is still right on course. Well, the Apostle Paul is experiencing a similar tension between his current chaotic circumstances and God's revealed will. As John Stott puts it, in the midst of that nor'easter, Paul's God-given leadership gifts clearly emerge. He's at the intersection of danger and God's promises. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.